The supper club capital of the Midwest apparently is here in Wisconsin in Calumet County. What makes this place the supper club capital? Dina Mooney is here to explain. She's the Calumet County planner. Dina, thanks a lot for joining us.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So how did Calumet County become the supper club capital of the Midwest?
Well, I guess it's really unknown, but if anybody knows Calumet County, you know that we're a very rural county. But one theory is because the region was settled by men and women that worked hard in farm fields and needed a night out at the end of the week. And as more industrialization occurred in the area, people worked in the factories and looked forward to socializing with their family, friends, and neighbors. So with the, you know, end of the week celebration or the good night out, a lot of supper clubs have dotted our rural communities here in the area. Right now, Calumet County and the Calumet County area has inventoried 32 supper clubs.
32, that seems yeah. like a lot. I can't go county by county and give you other numbers, but does that seem like a lot of supper clubs to you?
It does. It seems like a significant number. Because of that, we went ahead and we filed a trademark with the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office to actually title ourselves the Supper Club Capital of the Midwest.
Now, I think in a lot of places, it seems like maybe the day of the supper club has passed. Do you see a lot of your fellow residents of Calumet County still making a big point of hitting that supper club, maybe for that Friday meal?
Absolutely. In fact, we've seen a couple new supper clubs open up in the area. And even if some of our places aren't a traditional supper club that people would generally think of, we do have some more contemporary-style supper clubs that are popping up. And these restaurants are located still in our small rural communities. So throughout the county, you probably only need to travel 5-10 minutes to hit up a supper club.
Now, we were having a little debate in the office this morning about what was a steakhouse and what was a supper club. So how do you define and distinguish a supper club from other places?
Well, a supper club traditionally would serve a relish tray, bread, soups, also include a salad bar along with a hearty meal. And, of course, what you were previously talking about, the old-fashioned.
Yeah, we were arguing about what is the thing that a supper club has to have, and a couple of us came up with a relish tray. Is it possible to be a supper club if you don't have the relish tray?
I don't know. I really don't know. It's kind of one of those expected treats every time you go to a supper club, or at least some type of appetizer there so you can enjoy your drink while you're socializing with your friends and family. You know, if it's garlic bread, carrot sticks, olives, even the olives that maybe come in your old-fashioned, you know, all of that is just part of the ambiance. And with some of these new style restaurants or supper clubs, you still get that, you know, this is something special.
Does it have to have sort of the low lighting and the little candles flickering on the table?
I think so. I think that's what most people expect when they go into a supper club.
Now, I asked earlier about the locals going to supper clubs. Do you see a lot of people coming from outside the county? You've got this critical mass of supper clubs there. Are we seeing supper club tourism there?
That I don't exactly know about, but because we are so rural and our population isn't really that big here in the county, they're coming from somewhere, right? So they're definitely coming from Sheboygan, Fond du Lac, Appleton, Oshkosh, Manitowoc, Green Bay. You know, all of those large cities don't necessarily have that small town, you know, with restaurants, supper club that has these crazy amazing steaks and drinks and ambiance that you can only get out here in Calumet County.
Now, you guys actually created a map with all of the supper clubs in Calumet county on it once you became Supper Club Capital of the Midwest, and you got the fish fry listings on there. What does the map show us?
So on one side of the map, we do have a listing of all of the supper clubs. On the reverse side, we've also inventoried all of our establishments to get a fish fry. And one of the criteria for being listed on the map is that you really also have to have a bar that goes along with the restaurant. Our fish fry listing currently has 70 spots offering up a great fish fry. And with Lent starting next week, the fish fry is going to be even more popular on Fridays.
Well, Dina, thank you so much for being with us and talking supper clubs.
Thank you so much. And if people are interested in receiving our supper club map, please visit us at travelcalumet.com, and you can request your map on the Contact Us page.
Great. Well, thank you, Dina. That was Dina Mooney, Calumet County Planner. She was with us to explain why Calumet County is the Supper Club Capital of the Midwest.